welcome back to Connections. Our next guest is former police chief for the city of Gloucester and current member of the Gloucester City Council, John McCarthy. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Chief.
I know that this experience is going to be a little bit different for you because for the last, 30 or 40 years, the police chief, when there's a crisis, you're in the middle of it somehow, and you're not doing that this time. You're a city councilor, and I'm guessing you're staying home a lot. Tell us what that's like.
Quite a difference, I'll tell you that. It's you know, like you say, for 39 plus years, it was if we had something going on, it could, you know, some type of a problem, catastrophe, large storm, large event, you go to work, and you know, this time in my current role, you're sent home. You got to set an example by staying home and doing what's right. So
now you were part of the different efforts in the city back in the blizzard of 78 when the can-do went out. Can you remember any of that and what you were doing and how that all played out?
Yeah, I was working for the city then on the police boat. Harbor Master was run by the police department then. We were, I remember being out with Jimmy Meyer and Keith Trefry in Jimmy Meyer's old scout. We were over in Magnolia on the beach over there trying to, with the civil defense, and the old World War II searchlights set up, and you know, trying to get the can-do a point of reference to get back. But that storm was, you know, paralyzed the city for a week or so.
Yeah. So you've been, through your capacity as a city councilor, have been talking to other department heads and so forth. I know you had occasion to talk with your successor, the police chief, Ed Conley. To any extent, how has that changed in terms of what they have to do? Because it's tight quarters. You have to do some things different. What's being done different to the extent that he was able to share any of that with you?
First of all, I'd just like to say, you know, I think from the top all the way to the boots on the ground, our city has done a great job. The mayor's done a great job of keeping the council notified of what's going on. I think she's done a great job. Jim Destino, all the team of managers who I've worked with, most of them, if not all of them, they're lucky that they, you know, the city's lucky to have such a great team. And then you filter down to the employees and you know, the boots on the ground, the people that are doing the work. I talked to Ed Conley a couple of days ago, and he told me, you know, it's the patrol division that's taken the brunt of this. They're out in harm's way, you know, and I'm sure he has a lot of management, as does Mike Hale, that, and, you know, don't contaminate, don't get everybody contaminated. You know, I'm sure they're all running staggered schedules and things different than what they normally would do.
Chief, similar to a football coach or a high school coach, we asked them, you know, do you have kids who come back later on and talk with you? Do you have guys in sports who check in with you from now and then? And now, where you're a member of the school committee, you're still visible, you're still seen around the city. You know, you're so well known as a police officer, as Josh mentioned, rising through the ranks and becoming chief. Do you have guys that you're still in touch with in terms of, not necessarily in a formal setting, but at least maybe chatting about the old times, or maybe discussing, you know, some strategy, or maybe giving some advice? Are there guys you still chat with?
Not so much, really. I mean, me and Chief Conley just touch base once in a while. But, you know, they have a great team. That's one thing that Gloucester has, is a great team of managers, a lot of great employees. And I heard Chief Conley saying what a great department, you know, he's been there a year now, what a great department he has, that everybody's coming to work. And you know, so I think it's just, you know, shows that the commitment that all the city employees, and you know, we all got to look at you know, everybody that's going to work right now, everybody that's going to work is putting themselves in harm's way, doctors, nurses, supermarket. You know, the kids in the supermarkets. You know, it's incredible.
So the city council is. We had Afroz Khan, city councilor in Newburyport, on earlier this week, talking about the dynamics of having Zoom meetings as opposed to the traditional city hall, town hall meetings, where people showed up and interacted. How has that been for you, and what's different? What's the
well? I mean, I think we can get. You know, our IT. Yeah, he's done a great job setting up our meetings, James Pope. You know, the Zoom is working out. I just, it lacks the public involvement. So, you know, the governor signed a bill and it passed the state Senate and legislature last week as far as being able to postpone any of the important public hearings for up to 45 days after the state of emergency is lifted. That's really important that, you know, the public know that, and that any of the meetings that they are going to have in front of the city council, public hearings, that they're going to be put off till people can actually be in the room and speak.
And why that's significant is on something like a variance, someone's coming in for a variance, there's a time ticker on that, isn't there? So if the city were to not take action within a specified time, it could possibly go forward or prevent it from going forward. Is that, did I understand that right?
Yes. If it isn't acted on within a certain period, it's automatically granted. And that's why it was important for the governor and the state Senate and House of Reps to pass this bill, because it takes that requirement off of the city council or any board. I think several boards are listed in his new legislation. So it frees it up so the public will have a right to speak.
Will there be any aid coming to cities and towns from this Recovery Act to help them with cash flow or revenue collections and so forth? Any sense of that, or is that maybe on four that they're talking about now?
You know, I'd just be assuming at this point that the administration, the mayor probably would have a better idea, the CAO. But okay. I'm sure there's going to be money coming forward. I mean, we have a budget and finance meeting tonight, and I see there's a small award to the Board of Health of like $25,000 tonight that they're putting forward to help with the pandemic.
Now, there's some effort underway. You said when we talked earlier about reaching out to some collaboration between the city and officials in the housing authority. Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, it just started yesterday afternoon. The mayor put it out to the city council that the housing authority was looking for volunteers to touch base with working in coordination with the Gloucester Housing Authority with seniors that are living in senior housing, and several of the counselors have volunteered to do that, and we're trying to put that together now. And it's basically a phone reach out on a daily basis, and just, you know, connecting them to any services they may need, and maybe just assuring them that, you know, someone's keeping in touch with them and making sure they're all right.
Right. And how many people does that likely involve? It would seem to me like that would be several hundred, wouldn't it?
You know, I don't know. I think the Housing Authority, David Hooten, is involved in the mayor, and I'm not sure how many will be yet.
Yeah, okay. As you say, it's developing.
It's in the beginning stage, and hopefully it will develop in the next day or two.
Great. And you, as you said, you're getting periodic updates from the mayor's office telling what's going on and all of that.
Yeah, she puts out an update every day and sends it to the council and then releases it to the public. And it's posted a lot of, you know, over a lot of the Facebook pages of the councilors, and the mayor puts it out. So it's informative not only to the elected officials, but also to the public.
Rick, do you have anything else?
No, I just wish the chief well. I know these are crazy times, and I just wonder, chief, if there's anything. Would you say that storm in '78 was similar to this in terms of mobilizing as an emergency? I mean, chief, we're almost in the same age bracket. You're a lot younger than I am, but I've never seen anything like this.
No, I'd say this is different than anything I've ever seen. I mean, the only thing I can and it was for a lot shorter period, was 9/11, you know, mm-hmm. when everybody was, the planes were canceled and nobody was moving. But it was a lot shorter time, and it ended a lot quicker, you know. But this is scary, and, you know, just if everybody abides by what we're being asked to do, I think it will end sooner. I think, you know, the governor's done a great job pointing that out. I think the mayor's done a great job, forwarding that message to the citizens of Gloucester. And I think that's what's got to happen is, you know, just separation.
Well, Chief, well, I appreciate it.
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I'm going to end this. Josh, go ahead. You got the final word.